This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Courtesy of the Buyer's Barricade Hotline, it is Dallas Mavericks' first round draft pick, Josh Green. Sir, how are you this afternoon?
I'm very good, thank you. How are you guys doing?
Man, we're pumped. We were really excited when you got drafted by the Mavericks because we talked a lot leading into the draft about toughening this team up in defensive prowess, and obviously you bring that to the table. Not that you wouldn't be excited just to be drafted, but were you excited anymore to be drafted by the Mavericks with Luka?
Yeah. You know, Dallas, you know, I don't think it could have been a better spot for me to land. You know, I feel like it was one of those teams, you know, I had a meeting with them and I did my research and stuff on them during the pre-draft process. And it was like a continual thing where I continue to ask my agents, you know, what's Dallas think, you know, where are they at as far as, you know, thinking of who they're going to take at 18. So for me, you know, it was a crazy, crazy moment. You know, I was very, I didn't know how to react. You know, it's one of those moments you just really don't know how to react.
What all can you tell us about your research process, not just for the Mavericks, but like, what are you trying to learn in the draft process?
I think whether it's on the court and off the court, you know, me being out in Las Vegas, I was able to learn from a lot of the older guys. You know, I've been around vets like Amir Johnson, Austin Day, and a bunch of other overseas players, and, you know, players like Chauncey Billups. And for me, I've been out to learn certain stuff. And so for me, at Arizona, I learned that watching film was very important. So being out to see how different teams play and just the style of the NBA, getting up and down and, you know, how certain teams play was important for me. So me being out to see Dallas and how they do things, it's cool. And, you know, just having my meeting with the team, you know, they're very switched on. They take it very serious and they love winning. And, you know, I love winning too.
So Josh Green joining us, Dallas Mavericks first-round draft pick. Josh, can you give us an idea of when you were a teenager, 13, 14 years old, and you, I don't want to say you decided, it was probably more of your parents' decision, but decided to move to the United States and how tough of a decision that was?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was a very tough decision as a family. You know, growing up in Australia, it's a very safe place, very good to, like, raise kids and everything like that, so... For us, when I got to that age, though, I realized, and my older brother realized, that we wanted to take basketball to the next step, and we wanted to be able to have opportunities in basketball. But I would say, like, you know, when I came off the plane in America, you know, you don't really realize that you're actually moving countries until you're off the plane. And I was off the plane in Phoenix, and I was like, damn, like, I really can't go back now. So for me, it was a moment where, you know, you get uncomfortable, but you learn from those situations. So for me, I'm grateful for my family being able to move over here and the opportunities which have come with it.
Did you know you were always a one-and-done guy when you chose Arizona? Was that always the plan, is I'm going to go to college for 1 year and then declare for the draft?
No. I mean, I think coming to America, honestly, my first goal was to literally get a college scholarship. You know, whether it was Division II, Division I, you know, I came to America just to play basketball, just to enjoy myself, you know, be able to go to these camps, which I saw on YouTube when I was a kid, or I just aspired to do stuff like that. You know, I never really had professional, you know, I always just wanted to get college. You know, the happiest I've ever been was when I was a freshman, I got my first offer from, like, University of Tennessee Modern. The happiest I've ever been over an offer in my life. And I think that just kind of shows, you know, I wasn't really expecting for anything to really blow up. So for me, I've always loved Arizona though. So me being out to go there was, like, it was super cool.
Have you had an opportunity then to, I guess you talked about talking with the coach and stuff. Have you talked to Rick a little bit and gotten an understanding of what, like, what his expectations are, not just for the team, but for you and how you fit in?
I think a little bit. I mean, I think for me, it's just being able to come in and just with a winning mindset and doing just playing as hard as I can and just continuing to develop. You know, I love working hard and continuing to develop as a player, and I think Dallas is a perfect system for me to do that. You know, I continue to make sure that I'm playing defense, you know, as hard a defense as I can, and just, yeah, doing whatever I can do to contribute and help the team out.
Now, we've mentioned defense, and you just mentioned it as well. Do you feel like your offensive skills get underrated, or where do you feel like your offensive skills are at right now rolling into the NBA?
Yeah, I mean, I think they're underrated to an extent, but I mean, I feel like, for me, you know, defense is a big part of the NBA game, and a lot of players aren't really willing to do that, and, you know, I trust in my offensive skills a lot. And, you know, I'm ready to show what I can do. You know, I think my offseason in Las Vegas, I've been able to improve so much. But in saying that, you know, I'm a rookie coming in. So for me, my biggest thing is finding out what I can do to help the team out, you know, when that's making open threes and playing the best defense as I can. So for me, it's just continuing to learn and develop over time.
So, Josh, I also want to know about Tyrell Terry, because you guys were in the same conference, and I know there wasn't tournament basketball. But give us an idea also, with the 31st pick, the Mavericks take another Pac-12 guy. Talk about Tyrell Terry and what you think he can bring to the Dallas Mavericks.
Yeah, I think Tyrell, he's a great, great shooter. You know, he was always one of the better shooters in the Pac-12 conference, had a high percentage, and was very, very confident in the way he plays. So, you know, I think he's going to be very good for the Mavs, and whether it's on the ball or off the ball, just being able to shoot the ball well. And obviously there's Tyler Bay as well, who was also in the Pac-12, who's a great defensive player and a huge athlete.
Now, when it comes to like a guy like Terry guarding somebody like him, I know you're more of a wing defender, but if you had to guard somebody being 6'1" on the perimeter or 6'9", 6'10", that wants to kind of pound more near the paint, which one would you feel comfortable with today guarding?
I think that's one of the things I like playing defense, just because I can be versatile. You know, whether I have to get switched onto a bigger guy, 6'9", or a point guard at, you know, 6'1", you know, I don't really mind. You know, I find them both, they're both a fun challenge in themselves. You know, I enjoy playing, as crazy as it sounds, I enjoy playing defense. So for me, you know, kind of whatever the team needs me to do, you know, I'm more than willing to do it.
New Mavericks rookie Josh Green joining us here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. And during our pre-draft stuff, as we were trying to figure out who we wanted, my co-host Kevin was fighting for you to be the pick. He was like, this is the guy that I want on this team. Have you already run into a situation where you've had weird super fans come up to you and you kind of have to have, keep them at arm's distance?
Like as far as when I was in Las Vegas?
Sure, yeah, or already, yeah.
I mean, I'm sure, like, on the social media side of things, there's been a lot of, you know, Dallas fans, I think it's the best fan. Like, it's crazy. The fan base is just amazing. But, yeah, I mean, it was, when I was in Las Vegas, like, I was either in my gym or I was, like, in my house, you know. So I was pretty safe, you know. I wasn't really going out too much. But I've definitely noticed the trend of Dallas Mavericks fans being amazing and, you know, great supporters.
We'll warn you before Kevin gets too close. We'll let you know so that everything's going to be okay, all right?
I don't know how this turned into me advocating for us to draft him to being some sort of weird super fan.
You were like, that's my guy.
No, I don't know, man. I appreciate you, though. I appreciate it.
Thank you. I am curious because we were talking with somebody earlier about some different sports. How much were you into Australian rules football when you were younger, either as a fan or playing it, or even how much are you into it now?
Yeah, I've always been a huge fan of Australian football, even when I didn't play it growing up. So for me, like, I tried out a lot of sports when I was a kid. You know, my parents wanted to get me to be able to choose what I wanted to do, even though they both played basketball. So for me, I think it was when I was in, like, fifth grade. I went to some Australian football camps, didn't know what to expect, and I just, like, it was so fun. Like, I was running around the field, like, you know, it's like a game of free-for-all, and, you know, you try to kick it in the middle of the goal, so... For me, I kind of like really, I started to fall in love with and just love the game. And, you know, I played it for another 3-4 years after that. And yeah, it was super fun. And, you know, I'm still a fan to this day. You know, I'm very glad I chose basketball. But, you know, to this day, you know, it's super cool being able to see like the Sydney Swans and the GWS Giants. You know, I used to play on the GWS Giants Academy. So for me, being able to follow those teams, it's cool. You know, it's a unique sport to Australia as well, so it's cool. I actually have a football with me in my house right now.
I was sitting down with my kids, Josh, and we were talking about the five jerseys that the Mavs have for this upcoming season. Do you have a favorite Mavs jersey, whether it's that new, the 1980s retro look or the new white and gold one or the navy one?
The white and gold one, I think, is I think it's the nicest jersey in the NBA right now. I'm not going to lie to you. I saw it yesterday, and I was just like, oh, my. Like, it's a you know, it's super cool. You know, it's really unique, and I think I like the white and gold one. I like it. Yeah, I just like all white, so I think that's going to be super cool. And then I think it's going to be cool to wear like a throwback jersey, you know.
That's what I was going to ask you. What's it like when you see your name on the back of an NBA jersey, on the back of a Mavericks jersey?
It's crazy. Like it's a really unreal. Like it's just crazy. Just in general, you know, it's still a really like surreal moment for me. You know, last week, you know, obviously this year is like being a crazy year, but you know, it's insane. And yeah, to be able to see my name on the back of your jersey, it just feels crazy. You know, you grow up and the closest you have your name to the back of your jersey is on 2K. And now, now it's actually like real. So it's just crazy. You know, it's one of the best feelings. And, you know, I think it'll be really cool when I'm able to put the jersey on.
Josh, you are number zero for 30 minutes. And then you got number eight 30 minutes later after the trade of Josh Richardson. Why was zero an important number to you? And then I know you changed to eight. Does eight mean something to you?
Yeah, so, yeah, number zero, I kind of wore it throughout my high school at IMG Academy. My older brother wore it. And, you know, I grew up watching Russell Westbrook at Oklahoma. And so I like number zero that way. It just kind of runs in the family, me and my older brother wearing the same number. But, you know, when it comes to a veteran taking number, you know, I'm completely fine with it. I wasn't going to argue with it at all. But number eight, I chose number eight because, like, I started playing basketball in my front yard, like, when I was a little kid, always pretending to be like Kobe. I used to have his jersey on all the time. And, you know, I used to calm down myself, you know, getting ready to shoot a buzzer beater. So for me, I just love number eight. You know, Kobe started his, you know, rookie year off with number eight. And, you know, that's one of the biggest reasons I played basketball today. So I think it's cool to be able to wear that number.
I think the last thing we're curious about, we've been asking people all day. Oh, by the way, since you mentioned Kobe, we're doing this all for charity today. We have an amazing uncut 100 card uncirculated Kobe Bryant card sheet that people can go check out and bid on 1053thefan.com/peaceathon. So just wanted to throw that out there. But what is your favorite Thanksgiving food?
So Thanksgiving isn't really big in Australia, but I think I love ham. I probably have to say ham. I like ham a lot.
What about Vegemite?
That's a great answer.
What did you say, Vegemite?
Yeah, it's
no,
in a song.
No, definitely not Vegemite. I'm Australian, but you know, I hate to break it, but I'm not the biggest Vegemite fan.
I swear, I thought you were about to say I'm not that Australian. I really thought that's what you were about to say.
Well, I'm Australian, but yeah, I tried Vegemite when I was a kid, and I don't like it at all.
Not his thing.
Well, we appreciate you jumping on, and obviously the Mavs Nation, we're very excited that you're part of the team and can't wait to see y'all roll out there in about a month now.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm looking forward to it. I really appreciate you guys having me.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, sir. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Sounds good. Have a good one.
Josh Green.
Taylor Hearn said hi.
Oh, crap.
Taylor Hearn said what's up. Josh, get him back on and tell him Taylor Hearn said hi.
Okay, yeah. Reggie's telling him right now. Reggie just
okay,
told...
good.
Oh, great. Josh Green, Australian.
He's still here, guys.
Oh, he is? Okay, great. Tell him.
Oh, we had Taylor Hearn. He's a Texas Rangers pitcher. He's a huge Dallas Maverick fan. We had him on right before you to raise money, and thank you so much for helping us raise money, Josh. And he wants to say what's up because he's a huge Dallas Maverick fan and happy you're here too.
Sounds great, man. I appreciate that. You know, hopefully I can get out to a baseball game.
There you go. All right. Awesome. Wow. Bonus, Josh Green.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.